express yourself.
I wish everybody a very pleasant good morning to all of our listeners on KYUK land this morning. Today is Friday, February 9th, and we're on Talk Line this morning, where you, the listeners, can call in and just talk about anything that is on your mind. And our lines are open now, and we have our first caller, John. Good morning, John.
Morning. Hi. How you doing, sir?
I'm fine. Put me.
Who's all hosting? Just you or?
Yeah, just myself this morning.
Oh, you'll do a good job. Anyway, you know, last week I heard a lot of issues about the alcohol issue, and a lot of people are homeless and being drunk around in town and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's another issue to decide that no one has mentioned. The mentally disabled handicapped people who are living on the streets, who are homeless, you know. In Anchorage, when they sell alcohol during the liquor store sales and all that,
mm-hmm.
by law, they're supposed to give some of that tax money to community services, such as mentally disabled handicapped places where people can go congregate and talk their problems over or get their medication and meet other people to help themselves, you know. Here, we don't seem to have that here. We always wonder, where does the alcohol taxes go to? They should have a program here, like in Anchorage. All their money that the liquor store makes goes to community service patrols and facilities where they can help people who are mentally disabled, also alcoholics who need help. They need to have that around here, because a lot of people overlook the homeless problem. A lot of them are homeless because they're not taking medication, and then they're resorting to alcohol or drugs to help them in a way which isn't helpful at all. They need a place where they can go get their medication, and if they need further mental help, to ship in places like API or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We overlook these types of problems. How we're thinking about one-sided issues all the time. Alcohol. I know that is a problem, but that generates other problems also.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have these liquor stores be responsible, like Anchorage is responsible for selling the alcohol, but also the donate some of their money to help alcoholics or disabled people.
Mm.
They need that program here, because right now we're seeing a lot of homeless places. I have friends who are mentally disabled, and they need to have help, you know what I mean? We can't just overlook and see one-sided issue all the time. We have to wake up here now before something drastic happens, some lives are taken or their own life. We need something further to help people so we can manufacture good deeds out of these people, you know, make a life reasonable for them to live in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point of view. I want to let everyone know that. I hope everyone has a real safe day. Please don't drink and drive. Watch out for pedestrians. The roads are slippery and stuff like that. And happy Valentine's Day to all the single women and the married women. Since this can be coming up not on a talk line day. Mm. So everyone, please have a good day. Hey, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, John. Yes, you know, your point is very interesting, you know, and then if you haven't, you know, I think maybe one thing you might want to do, is maybe visit one of the city council, meetings that they have here, I believe on Tuesdays, you know, so, And pose that question in front of the city council. So that what your points are well taken, and you know, I'm sure a lot of people have thought of that in the past. Yes, and I don't know exactly what Anchorage does, you know, but those issues or points that you brought forth regarding the monies coming in through alcohol tax, you know, and being made to good use, you know, that sounds very, very interesting and welcoming. So, John, you have some good points, you know, and maybe it's time that they be brought out in the open, and so people can start talking about them and see if there is anything that can be done to help out with the issues that you mentioned. Thank you very much, John. So the numbers for this talk line show this morning, you know, are the same as ever. They're 543-KYUK. Let's see. I don't have that paper with me in front of me here. 543-KYUK is 543-5985. Also, we have a secondary number, 543-2756. And anyone needing to, wishing to call on the 800 number, it's an 1-800-995-8954. Our subject this morning is you, the caller, that whatever is on your mind, you know, that's what we'll be talking about. So we have no particular subject picked out, you know, for our discussion today on the talk line. So the lines are open now, so don't hold back. Yes, you know, that's the only way things get done is when you put them out in the open and voice your opinions. You know, that's when things start rolling and happening. If you're silent, nothing happens. You know, no action might be taken, or, you know, just something just passes you by and nothing happens. we have a note that a lot of things always do happen in Bethel. You know, for one event that's coming up on the Sunday, this coming Sunday, February 11th, starting at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW, is a pancake breakfast. And it's, all proceeds are going to benefit BFK9. That, I don't know what the BFK9 stands for. But it's $10 for adults, and it's what there'll be is some pancakes, bacon or sausage, scoop of scrambled eggs, coffee and juice. So, if Bethel Friends of K9, yeah. So support, you know, for supporters for that. That wonderful program they have in taking care of animals around Bethel, you know, that's that is their fundraiser. So feel free, if you're interested, you know, to help out with that. And then another thing that's going on around Bethel in the near future, on the 13th of this month, that's probably a Tuesday, the Bethel Fish and Game Advisory Committee is scheduled to meet on February 13th, which is the Tuesday, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Bethel ADFG office located on 574th Avenue. So we have a caller. Robert, good morning, Gaya.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning to you, Gaya.
Yeah. I just, before we get too far on the alcohol issue, you know, I am an alcoholic, Pete. I'm an alcoholic, 41 years sobriety.
Amen.
And you know, Pete, in order to start healing, in order to start being a good person, you have to be healed before you start your rehabilitation. If you're an alcoholic and you're sick, you have nothing on your mind but liquor. And that's the people I would like to help, because I also was there before.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
In order to get help, you have to be hospitalized. You have to be fixed by medication. There is not one human on this earth, or very, very few, that can handle what we call delirium tremors, DTs, snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, In order, we have a treatment center up here on the highway. It's called, I believe, Alcohol Treatment Center. Before you attend a treatment center in any fashion or form, you have to be healthy. And in order to be healthy, you have to be detoxed. Mm-hmm. We have no detox here in the Bethel of Alaska. The only detox we have is a YK hospital that will help you get by to get rehabilitation. We need a detox center here in Bethel before we have a treatment center. If we have a treatment center before the detox center, all you have is job security. Mm. And that's the bigwigs that are crying for these things that they know are out of place. Mm-hmm. We have a treatment center which is out of place. It's ahead of the detox center, which should be behind the detox center. Mm. Fix these people. Build a detox center with some kind of funds from the alcohol taxes, from the cigarette taxes. Build a detox center, and I guarantee you, you will help a lot of people. Yes. The people are in fear of going to the treatment center without being detoxified because of the fear that alcohol brings. Mm. It brings visions that no one has ever dreamed of. You will never see nothing so terrifying until you go through snakes. That's where we need the help in order to strengthen the people on alcohol. In order to get help, they got to be fixed first. Please, let's find a way to fix these people so they can feel well enough to go to the treatment center. Mm. Yes. If they go to treatment center and they get out, they drink the same day. I have witnessed this, I have seen this, and I have watched it being done in my own family. 1 hour after the treatment center, 1 hour after release, drunk already. Mm-hmm. That's why we need what is called the detox center first, ahead of the treatment center, Pete. Mm-hmm. We got to get... like the Billy McCann Center we had 20 years ago, gas inhalants, I witnessed them. They're terrifying, too. Wow, when you're hooked on gasoline, Huffy, you're scary. But Billy McCann built a detox center. Today, 2018, very, very, very seldom do I ever hear of gas inhalant anymore. So let's get with the program, Pete, and yes, build a detox center first. Thank you, Pete. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Yes, good morning to you, Guy. And yes, you got some very valid and interesting points there, you know. So, we're going to go on to the next, our next caller. We have Susan Taylor. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Yeah, I like what that gentleman said. And that's a big treatment center, maybe even a wing for detox. And I also think with the opiate problem out here, that's a very painful, physically painful detox. And, that's really good point he brought in. And the earlier caller called about mental illness tied in with the homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's mentally ill and they have substance abuse, that's usually called a dual diagnosis. But if they can get individually, if they're diagnosed with the mental illness and they can get monthly checks, they get SSI, Social Security, and then it's supplemented with a state check and Medicaid. And you go through public assistance to go through that procedure. And then after you get these monthly checks, you can also qualify for living in like Lulu Heron or IOPIC apartments. They take one-third of the income. If you have a diagnosed mental illness, the problem is people that are already on these monthly checks, they have so-called friends that want their money to go party with. And that's another thing, is they need support either from a program. I think YKHC has a community mental health program. They need an advocate or family members that really support that they stay sober and can live in a semi-independent life. And Batista House also, there's individuals there. And it's the sobriety that goes along with these monthly benefits and a support system that assures that that person stays on track. And it's individualized to make it successful. But those were two really good calls that came in.
Yes.
Got us thinking about those things. I wanted to put in a plug in for National Honor Society. They're going to be at tomorrow's Saturday market collecting socks for the winter shelter and also doing a food drive. And that's tomorrow at Saturday market. And I'll be there collecting glasses. And all these go to Lions Club. But I'll be collecting glasses there. So
You're talking about eyeglasses?
Yeah, eyeglasses. Because they get recycled to make new pairs.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you wear glasses. Everybody's got old glasses they don't wear anymore somewhere in the house.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, that's good. I didn't realize that. I didn't know that you had that kind of a program.
Yeah,
threw my old ones away.
Yeah, they get recycled to, and put together to be new glasses. And Lions Club is an international organization, so they get them from all over the place, and they can make glasses and give them out. Because there's so many that come in. And I try to get two boxes together each year is my goal, two big boxes going out. And
good idea.
Yeah, so bring those to Saturday Market, and also National Honor Society plans to be there to collect socks and collect food. And we have ongoing food drives right now at Wells Fargo Bank and First National. You just bring the food in, and they'll put it in the manager's office or whatever. They don't really have a box out there because of their limited space. But Wells Fargo.
Now, on those food donations, they have to be like cans or?
Canned goods, dry goods, rice, noodles, flour. Could be hygiene items too, and store bags if you're collecting store shopping bags instead of tossing them. Anything that we can use at food bank. We gave out toothbrushes last time too. So next food bank is tentatively the 17th of this month. So bring your food donations either to the Saturday market tomorrow for National Honor Society or bring it to either of the banks when they're open. And the bank managers on both those banks, First National and Wells Fargo, are active Lions Club members. So
very good.
Yeah, that's why they're doing that. So also we'll need volunteers, so people that want to help with food bank. The next one, again, is tentatively Saturday the 17th at from 10 to 1.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, well, that's all I have right now.
Well,
so,
that's a lot of good information you got, and we appreciate your help that
so
you
people that are listening, don't forget. People that are listening, don't forget to bring that stuff to Saturday Market.
Yes.
Yep. All right.
Morning.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sue.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, Kuyana. We have another caller. James, good morning, James.
Yeah, good morning, Peter. Yeah, just to say good morning to all. This is coming from Chivac.
All right. Yes. Good morning, Chivac. And James, Kuyana. Yes. Next, Alan.
Yeah, good morning, Peter.
Good morning to you, Alan.
Yeah, I was listening to last week's recording last Friday evening, and I would like you to verify your opening comments about blocking people.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, something about, like, if somebody calls in, you know, half shot or something, and then, you know, and then they're calling names, you know, to other, and being kind of obnoxious type, you know, that people don't want to probably not listen to, you know.
Don't people have the First Amendment rights?
I suppose they do, you know.
What do you mean, suppose? Do you read the Constitution?
yes, I've read that, yeah. So, I mean, like.
Because I would dare you to violate my constitutional rights, my First Amendment rights. I would dare you to do that. I would file a lawsuit against you so fast your head would spin.
So
I would actually support anybody else that you violate their First Amendment rights.
Yes. Well, you know, and sometimes I think it's a management thing. I don't know. I haven't read it yet. You know.
Got that disclaimer right at the beginning of the program. It says anybody's views do not reflect on the management or the board of directors. or the employees.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're saying that disclaimers is worthless?
No.
Well, evidently you are. Could you say it was a management problem?
Hmm.
I don't know exactly what to say to you there, sir, you know, but that's just the way it's been here, you know, since as long as I knew it, you know, that some people do get cut off, you know, that's when I'm listening. And so I thought it was just a management policy that when people are, you know, obnoxious or intoxicated, you know, trying to talk, you know, that they do get cut off.
Okay, I can understand that, but if you're intoxicated or whatnot. But I have a question about alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, why was so many people in the Whitetail Delta that are opposed to alcohol vote for a violent drunk to go to Juneau?
Maybe they didn't know.
Well, maybe they should better vet their candidates. Maybe they should ask hard questions, like, do you get drunk? Stuff like that. Or do you beat women? And stuff like that. Maybe they should ask those kind of questions.
Good point. Yes, we need to know. We need to know our people running to represent us, you know, a little bit more. Yeah, so those are good points.
Okay, thanks a lot, Peter.
Okay, Kuyana there, Alan. Our lines are open, 543-5985-2756, 800-995-8954. Or you can even email at radio@kyuk.org. We have a mostly a cloudy day here in Bethel, and it's a lot warmer out there, and so there's a lot of overflow that's happening out there, so maybe this next person might know something more about that. Good morning, Fritz.
Good morning, Peter.
Okay.
I'm doing good. To answer that Alan's question about the Constitution and the rights and the disclaimer, they do block people, and they... how do you say it? They screen the calls before they are put on air, meaning if the person that answers the phones, they have the ability to cut that person off because they're intoxicated and or talking gibberish that don't make sense, especially when they're talking intoxicated. And they cannot be cussing or using foul language over the air.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's one answer. The other one is, well, going to Zach Fransler, we don't know what the true definition of what happened with Zach Fransler. There's many ways to skin a cat, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
What if that female was, I don't know, jealous, or just plainly states that, yeah, they got drunk, and any women... There's a lot of women perpetrators nowadays that if you're high on something like a legislature, a governor, or a leadership role, there's women out there that go after those kind of people and lie about them. And this is the second time this year that happened that I know of right here in Bethel. Was the other one, which, you know, proves that women that made the complaint or made the officer arrest, you know, was lying.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of people out there like that. And, you know, as for government officials also, there's people always watching and listening.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just leave it at that. Another thing is next week on Thursday, Bethel Search and Rescue is having an annual meeting. It's a huge annual meeting. There's going to be a potluck, so if you're wanting to attend, please bring a side dish or some soup or something to share with everybody. It's going to take place next week at 6 o'clock, I believe, on Thursday the 15th. It might be at 6 or 6:30 at the Search and Rescue headquarters building over there, right across from...
Cultural Center.
Cultural Center.
Yeah.
Across the street from Lions Club.
Mm-hmm.
Small brown building. You'll see a bunch of cars over there if somebody's interested. And there's board member seats up for grabs. Whoever wants to run for a board seat, you know, never know. You might try your luck, but it takes a lot of commitment. You know that, Peter. It takes a lot of commitment and effort to be on the board and or be a part of Search and Rescue. You know, give back to your community.
Yes.
It's very, very, whatever we do at Search and Rescue, it's very, how do you say it, makes you feel good inside.
Yeah.
That's the simplest way I can put it.
Okay.
But yeah, thank you, and build up, Peter.
Hey, one thing first, quick question, you know, how's the river doing?
The river, there's lots and lots of overflow. The trails that they just put up a couple of months back for the truck trails, they've got some overflow on them. One good example is right above Neposkiak, there's a truck trail that goes right through the overflow. Please stay away from the overflow. They're easy to spot. You know, go around the overflow and... Yeah, just stay off the overflow.
Yes.
If you follow those, you should be okay.
All right.
And always file a trip plan. Make somebody know that you're going here and you're going there and about what time you're going to be back. And be safe. And if you are going to drink, bring it home first and then drink. Good. Not during or not before. That's the safest, most straightforward advice I can give to everybody out there that are alcoholics.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. Fritz, thank you very much.
Okay, Kuyana.
Good morning to you, Fritz. And next we have Willie Keppel. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey.
It's an interesting show so far.
Well,
I got a couple, three things I want to hit on real quick. Fishing season's coming up. That's my big beef. I just had fishing game biologist in our house down here at Quinhawk wanting to know how many trout and whitefish and pike we caught and consumed. And I'm going, what a waste of money. There's no danger on those fish. Why don't you go count the kings that are in the top of the rivers spawning? You know? Why don't you have a biologist going around and checking fish racks and counting them instead of just taking fabricated numbers that somebody wants to give you later on to show, to hide, or some people are totally honest, but I'm sure there's a lot of people hiding numbers. That I put it in to where my good buddy Bobby Hoffman can get his fish that he was complaining about not getting last year. I think that the whole situation needs to be, we need to have state control of everything. We need to get the feds out. We need states' rights. And we have a Secretary of the Interior that I think will back us up now. And my proposal, I wrote a letter on big email to the Commissioner Sam Cotton, the Fish and Game, and I shipped that yesterday, telling him what a ridiculous situation this is. It makes no sense to close the Kuskokwim River if everybody can just go right down to the line below Fowler Island and choke the river off there. If they come choke the river off out here in Quinnahawk, in Yeek, everywhere else, what's the sense of shutting the river down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what are you accomplishing? If you're killing the fish 2 inches across the line, they're not in the river. So my suggestion was, I think that they ought to just open it up as a commercial, put it under commercial fishing regulations. Every third day, open the river up for however many hours they deem necessary, same everywhere, mm-hmm. and get rid of the 8-inch mesh. There's no rules for subsistence in the ocean. 8-inch mesh bangs them big hens, the big females, full of eggs. Everybody will get fish. If they have 2 days to migrate up the rivers, in between, that's cooler than cool. Fish will get through. And what the heck, they're going to put Donald and mine together and kill everything anyway. Which brings me to my next point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too late to file a written comment. You can go online and find Donald and permit and put it in there. But I want everybody to remember, you need to visualize what 4,300 gallons of water a minute, every minute for 27 years makes. That's a channel that's 600 feet wide from the spillway of Crooked, of the mine, right to the doorsteps of Bethel.
Mm.
600 feet wide, 18 feet deep with vertical walls. That's a better channel than what's out there right now. They'd never have to worry about getting fuel up to Crooked if they had a channel that was that dependable and you didn't have to go through the Tulik sack flats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so get those permits, put a comment in. If you like your life the way it is, you're not interested in the Canadians, you're not interested in a few jobs, for a few years, and you'd like to see your fish alive, put that in. That to me is super important. The other one, I don't understand the big hubba bubba about alcohol. People are mm-hmm. going to drink, the villages are a wash in homebrew, and yet people are coming to Bethel to drink. Well, when someone goes through the ice, then all the search and rescue guys are in danger of trying to retrieve a body with an open hole right there. You're endangering the search and rescue people. This last one that happened, I don't know exactly who was involved or whatever. I'll just read the newspaper stuff. But there were also adults and children mm-hmm. that all went into the water, all got taken to the hospital. What I want to know is when they climb on a snow machine and a sled and pile a family, how come there's no charges against the adults? Child endangerment, those kids should have gone straight to OCS. Everybody over 18 that didn't pull a key on that snow machine or allowed those kids to get on it, they should all be facing charges. And until the state starts making people responsible instead of treating them like little kids, nothing's going to change. And I still am a firm believer, I've been saying this for years, they should sell beer in every village. Then people wouldn't travel to Bethel when the trails are so bum. You could drink right there at your own house.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
But anyway, that's kind of what I had this morning.
Oh, okay.
One more thing. I'm putting my name in as a conservative Democrat for Zach's seat.
Okay.
Because when I listen to that young man say, we're only looking for someone that's going to vote 100% Democrat every time, I'm going, here's a guy with no life experience. I'm pretty Republican, you know. But
excuse me.
I don't support the mines.
Okay.
You know, I support women's rights. Yeah. I'm not hardcore to the point. I am when it comes to finances. But anybody okay. can put their name in, and you can file it with the governor's office, especially if you're out there in the villages where you have no access, and you don't believe that voting 100% Democrat or if the shoe was on the other foot. 100% Republican is an intelligent thing to do. And put your name in. You don't have to be to these meetings. The governor's going to select whoever he wants.
Doy, will
pretty
he?
Much.
Yeet. Yeah. Well, we appreciate your...
Okay, that's my 5 minutes.
Yeah,
five
yes. Okay, Kuyana Willie, really, always nice to hear from you. Did we have another caller? Fritz, are you calling back? Or?
I'm calling back.
Okay, good morning.
One
yes.
more thing,
yes.
I'll be quick.
All right.
You know that June 11th open we have every year for... the salmon opener, June 11th, remember that?
Yes.
Well, there is a proposal deadline just for that specific date. If somebody wants to make a new proposal or amend that proposal for the fishing Board of Fish proposal, I believe you can find those proposals over at the Fish and Game or Fish and Wildlife offices. So, like, if somebody wants to change or amend that June 11 opener date for the Board of Fish proposal that's going to be in place for starting from 2019, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, application deadline for the proposals is at April 10th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about two and a half more months to have somebody think about changing the proposal for that, or do away with June 11, or add fishery before June 11. You know, have an opener or two.
Yes.
If the king salmon are abundant.
Okay.
So, all right.
Wait, Fritz, I got a question regarding that upcoming February 13th Fish and Game meeting going on here in Bethel.
February 13th.
Yes, at 6 p.m. at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Okay.
What's that all about?
I'm not too sure. I gotta check my emails. I haven't checked them in a while. So,
okay.
Yeah. Sorry I can't answer that right now.
All right. Yeah. Okay. But we'll let people know as soon as we find out, you know, or if somebody from Fish and Game or one of the board folks are listening, they can maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you call back and all that information you gave us, Fritz.
Okay, go on up here.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Bye.
Our lines are open, are they? We have a caller waiting online. Joanne?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
We're here in Bethel at the Longhouse.
Who's
hoping
we?
That some of your people that are listening will need their taxes done. We're the volunteers from ABDC. And our plane to Koyuk got canceled, so we're here. And we're at the Longhouse. Taxes, we'll do them for free.
Mm-hmm.
Come down and visit us. We're lonely.
How long will you be there for?
Well, you know, it kind of depends on the weather.
Okay.
We're booked on the 4 o'clock to continue our trip, but they're not too hopeful that a plane's going out. Apparently there's a blizzard and sideways snow out there.
Okay.
So we're here, and certainly we're here until, you know, 3:30, but very likely we'll be here on into the evening.
Very good. Well, yes, that's a good thing that you folks do for the people out there. And, you know, people, I understand you guys travel around to the villages too, right?
We do, and the volunteers love it. It's such an opportunity to get out into more rural Alaska and visit with people. People are so kind to us. The hospitality is really, really quite amazing. Quite amazing. And, we have volunteers that come from all over the country. The ladies that are here doing, young ladies here doing taxes, One of them is originally from the Washington, D.C. area. She's here for in Anchorage for a short-term job. And the other lady is originally from Northern California. And they're excited to be here in Alaska. And as we drove over from the airport in the cab, we were all looking around trying to see Bethel.
Mm-hmm. Very good, yes. Well, we appreciate what you do for the people out there. That's a very good service that your people do, Kuyana. Thank you very much from all of us.
Thank you. And let me give you a phone number. If
okay.
someone has questions, or I'm hopeful that maybe we'll have a lot of people and we'll put people on a list and call them when we have time. But right now, like I say, there's nobody here. The phone number, if someone wants information, mm-hmm. can call me here at 907-744-8406. I had to look at the back of the phone. That's not a familiar number for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay?
Very good. We appreciate your call and all that info you gave. Thank you again for what
Thank
you do.
Thank you. And Kuyana to you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes. I think our phone lines are open. So, yes, feel free to call over for any subject at all today. 543-5985-2756 or even email at radio@kyuk.org. And that... question or that announcement we made earlier about that fish and game meeting that'll be happening on February 13th at 6 p.m. I believe at Fish and Game Building. We had a question regarding that. You know what's it about? You know, there apparently there's a proposal 165 that. Proposal 165 is to open a registration moose hunting unit 19A and Donlin Creek comments. So if somebody knows something about that proposal and that meeting about, we would appreciate maybe a clarification and a call in regarding that meeting. Kuyana. Oh, yeah, that. I guess it'll part of the subject or the agenda will include the Unit 19A moose count. So I wondered if the board or if the public was invited to that meeting that they'll have. Meeting is open to the public. And we can contact Jen at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game at 543-2931 for more information. The phone lines are open. So if anybody feel like calling, we got, I don't know, some 15 minutes. Good morning to Howard Wasley.
Yo, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Split me.
I'm great. this thing about transfer, and it's really, it shouldn't even be brought up to where he had to resign. It should have been, he would have went to court and then, you know, resign after. But a lot of the women, you know, and even men, a lot of times it's men too, they have scorn, you know. And you could never approve it, but, you know, it'll backfire and he'll end up losing his job because of, he, you know, didn't seem that it was serious enough, you know. But the word scorn, people should look at it and read on it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then against people that drink and smoke dope in public and private properties,
mm-hmm.
There's no law against nuisance in these areas, you know, they just ask them to leave and they come right back to where they were, like the AC, people on certain parts of the streets, you know, they'll smoke there too, you know, and street, you know. Maybe the city can pass a law, not a law, but an ordinance to take care of these problems like that, you know. And I agree with the caller, Alan. And I agree with, totally agree with Bobby Gaia, you know, because those are real important issues, you know. And I hope this comes up in the city councils, you know. Hello?
Hey, you know, Howard, if nobody else brings it up, you know, maybe you'd be the one to, you know, put it up in front of the council.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when I get into politics, they only like my my tone and my attitude, you know. So I just want to say you guys have talk shows, bring it to people's attention, and try and let somebody that's got good personality.
I understand. I'm in similar way most of the time regarding politics and such, you know. But yes, you know, you're in the right place, you know, and you're doing the right thing by putting it out in the open, you know, because there's a lot of people that listen to talk show and to KYUK, and so somebody heard that, so somebody might just think about it enough to bring it in front of the people that might be able to do something about it. So, because if you're silent, nothing happens, you know. But when you speak out like you just did, you know, something just might happen.
Yes, and if you have relations, you know, like I do too, you know, that you spend a lot of time going to that liquor store, you know, don't treat them bad. Like you would every day. You see them every day and say hi, you know.
Yeah, agree.
They like the attention too.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, well.
Very good points there.
I hope you guys have a good weekend and be careful. Huh?
Very good. Yeah, thank you very much, Howard. You also have a good, nice weekend then. Kuyana for calling.
Right, bye.
Yes. Next we have Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, I would just like to announce the, for my father, Joseph Doughboy Andrew Jr. His body is here, and we're doing a wake here in his hometown, Bethel. Over at Grandma's house, everybody, 44th Avenue, we'll be bringing his body over to the Moravian Church at 5 p.m.
Can you say the address again? Because, you know, there was a beep on the line and we didn't get to
844th Avenue.
844th Avenue.
Yeah. And then we bring his body over to the Moravian Church today at 5 p.m. with a short service held at our grandma's house. And funeral services will be on Saturday at 2 p.m. over at the Moravian Church. Anybody and everybody, family and friends, you're all welcome to come say goodbye to our loved one.
First of all, our condolences to your family, and we thank you for calling in to let the people know about, you know, he was one of our people. I remember him as one of the original people that I ever met in when I first got to Bethel years back in the early 70s. So, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you calling in to let us know.
Yeah, yep, you're welcome, and you guys everybody have a good day today.
Oh, Kuyana, thank you very much.
Okay, wish
you. Okay, all right, okay, bye. Our lines are open again, so please feel free to call back, you know, and we don't have a whole lot of time left, you know. We're trying for maybe around 10 more minutes, you know, but if the callers are pouring in, you know, we just might extend it for a little bit, you know. But if you're calling, yes, we'll keep it on. So feel free to call. Maybe somebody out there. Do we have a caller? Susan, are you calling back?
Good morning.
Yes,
yeah,
good
you
morning.
Can run it till 11:30. That's
okay.
What they usually do.
All right.
You're
yeah,
doing a good
so.
Job. Even though you're solo, you're doing a good job.
yeah, so this is not, you know, I need a lot more experience in...
well, you're getting it.
I appreciate that.
You're on the job,
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I wanted to put in a word. When somebody suggested that there's some fabrication from that incident, hotel incident in Juneau,
mm-hmm.
That lady had a broken eardrum.
Oh.
You can't fake that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's two sides to every story, but she had a broken eardrum, and they also played the text messages on the news where he apologized to her. I mean, and this is before it went out to the media. I mean, usually people apologize after they're caught, but he actually, the next day, sincerely apologized to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on there, the text messages. It was on the news. He knew he did something that was a little bit out of bounds there. And she had a broken eardrum. You can't fake that. And to suggest that she's fabricating something, that re-victimizes the victim. And that's why a lot of people don't report when they've been violated or done wrong or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's because people don't like being called a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And but the evidence is there. And to wait for something to go to court and all that, we need to hurry up and get a replacement and get things going again
mm-hmm.
for representing our region. But he apologized, and he did it before he got caught. I mean, he knew he did something wrong. And, you know, you see people on the news apologizing after they've been caught and all that stuff. But, no, I think in his heart of hearts, and he can redeem himself. He can come back and redeem himself. Back in the 80s and 70s, we had somebody that actually was incarcerated for something in Juneau, and he came back and started all over again and had a brief stint as city manager even. So people can redeem themselves. And all through other communities, I grew up in Palmer, and this one guy that was in trouble and stuff in the 50s, he came back, redeemed himself, and was one of our community leaders in Palmer during my childhood. So Zach's got a good brain on his shoulders and a big heart, and I welcome him back into the community, and he should look forward to his future. Bethel's a forgiving place.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do think something did happen that was out of bounds, and we can all learn from it. So, okay, have a good weekend, everybody.
Yes, Kuyana, thank you very much for those thoughts that you have, you know, and that those, yes, anything can happen, you know, just have to just wait, see. And so our lines are open again, so please feel free to call. 5985-2756. So we're on any subject this morning, you know, as the callers the subjects are, you know, you just pick out whatever is on your mind, you know, and just call KYUK. We got Liz on the line. Good morning, Liz.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Pete?
Yes, this is Peter.
Oh, yeah. What was that lady who called about the tax number, her number? Did you write it down?
About what number?
The tax lady.
Oh, yes. The tax lady is 744-8406.
8406?
8406.
7444-8406.
That's Joanna. Correct, yeah. Joanne, the tax lady.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, good day. Lines are back open again, so please, you know, if you got something in your mind, don't hold it back, you know, release that and let's talk about it a little bit, yeah. So, yes, you know, the only thing I've been concerned about, you know, is safety of our people traveling on the river. You know, as you know, you probably heard by now that there was some kind of an accident, you know, on the trail on the ice road, you know, above Bethel. And I was on that river road ice road. And it's pretty slick out there. There's a lot of slick areas, you know, where even with that snow on it, you know, that haven't had a chance to stick to the ice yet, you know, so that those can pose a lot of dangers out there. We have a caller, Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Sam.
How's things going this morning?
Oh, they're going. How about good with you guys?
We're doing okay. Looking forward to our annual meeting next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the dinner starts at 6. The meeting starts at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And a warning to the people that are traveling on the Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down. We just had a terrible accident upriver.
Yes.
And then when you're traveling above Tulaksac, there's 7 or 8 holes. Stay on the trail. I understand somebody tried to go get wood up some slough and sunk his truck. So that's why we put those markers out there so people don't go wandering off, especially this year when we know it's not good all over the place.
That's right.
Then above Cal State, there's an unmarked hole. I think it's down by that gravel pit. My brother was telling me about it. So if any of people are listening, can you please go down there and mark it off? We don't lose anybody else on to the river. And everybody else have a good, safe weekend and drive slow on the river.
Sam, I had a question.
Go ahead.
Regarding the river and, you know, the shell ice and the water dropping, you know, what do you know?
Down in front of the Lomac building, I wouldn't even bother going there, especially when the ice dropped like 6 feet.
Yes.
So that overflow is going to come, probably in most sloughs are going to be have a lot of overflow, especially now that it's like 40 above today.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on the main ice, on the trails, on the river. I wouldn't go on and off the trails myself. I've been here a long time. I trust our crew. It's a pretty dangerous river, even if it is marked, so don't go wandering off, man. It's just not worth it. You're going to go get your snow machine out and do it the old-fashioned way, you know. Don't pull your truck up on the bank. You might not make it back.
That's right. Well,
what are you saying about the shell ice, though, Pete?
You know, with the water dropping, you know, I was just wondering, you know, if you guys had noticed any areas where, you know, because when the water drops, you know, there's no more freezing or the ice thickening, you know, and sometimes the ice might have just got only a couple inches thick and the water dropped, and that's all the ice you got. So in some areas, especially sloughs and, you know, those kind of areas, you know. So I know that that's always been an issue in the past, you know, is when the water drops, then there's a lot more danger areas out there.
Yeah, it creates a whole new scenario out there. So people just take care of yourselves, you know, and if you don't go and trying to beat your snow machine up, your machine will take you home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of your ride, it'll take care of you. And if you take care of yourself and wait till you get home and drink, then you'll be 100% better off, you know.
Okay.
I'm thinking sometimes some people just say, oh, search and rescue will come look for me, and they're going to go ahead and drink anyway, you know, depending on us and the other crews that are out there. I got a message from my buddy up in Tulaksac. He decided to take a crew out and patrol the river like 5 in the morning or somewhere before that. And they went above Tulaksac, and they found a couple from Akichuk. One passed out in the sled, no coat, shivering. I mean, he's lucky to be alive because of the Tulaksac crew. And the driver had no clue where he was. Absolutely no mind at all, because he couldn't stay home and drink or go home and then drink, you know. So I hope they're counting their blessings.
Very good. Well, thank you for all that information, Sam. You know, we really appreciate, you know, the awesome work that you guys do for our people, keeping us safe and, you know, taking a lot of risk at times to do what you do. So, Kuyan, again, Sam, for what you do.
And it's not only Bethel, you know, it's a lot of the other villages, too, like Oscarville and the Buckeye.
Yes, all the Sargoops.
The Otmal crew. You know, yes. And they, we don't hear stories of what they find, so, you know. And if they want to share it, you know, my number is 545-6555. I'll be glad to share it with you, just to get more, messages out there for people just to wait until they get home and drink.
Very good. Yes. Thanks for all that good advice.
We'll see you there, Pete, and thank you for teaching me a lot of things throughout
thank you.
Search and rescue.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, Sam, good morning to you. Have a nice weekend. Good morning, Ivan Waska.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning to you.
Who's that person that put you on the hot seat and talk about Constitution that and Constitution that? Sound like somebody got off the last airline. Where do you think they landed? Plymouth Rock. This is only the Whitehead Delta's Friday morning talk show. They don't like what's being said. Tell them to turn off the radio. And KYP got rules on people calling intoxicated. What else was riling me up? Oh, yeah. The Dolan EIS final environmental impact statement. I don't know when that's going to be closed. But to villages and people that are opposing it, you need to get the EIS statements in, the ones that are opposing the mine. And I don't know when we're going to protest like I see on Anchorage News, like Bushy Bay, Native Brothers and Sisters. They protest at Pebble Mine. I think we should be doing that, making our voices heard. So, in closing, one moment. To all the treatment centers all over Alaska and people that are coming, becoming counselors and training to be one, they got a big battle on their hands now. It's not only alcohol and marijuana no more. Opioids and heroin use, hard drugs. And my hat's off hard to them. And I woke up at PHCC, so my hat's off hard to them people that are battling this alcohol and drugs. Okay, good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Ivan. Thank you very much for those points that you brought out. You know, very good points. Kuyana Chaknak. Yes, and do we have an email? Can you...
Hi, good morning. My name is Petra. I have an email to read. Just want to remind people who call and talk line that I shouldn't be using profanity on the radio. There's an anonymous email. It reads, this is the response to Alan on his First Amendment rights that he brought up. Here's a good info from FCC.gov. Individual radio and television station licensees are responsible for selecting all broadcast matter and for determining how their stations can best serve their communities. Broadcast licensees are responsible for choosing both the entertainment programming and the programming concerning local issues, news, public affairs, religion, sports, and other subjects to be aired by the station. They also decide how their programs include call-in shows will be conducted and whether or not to edit or reschedule programs or material. If you consider a broadcast obscene, indecent, or profane, you can file a complaint with the FCC.
Thank you. Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. The lines are open now. We're going to continue as long as you keep calling, you know, for people out there interested in calling in, you know, we have an open subject today of any issue that is on your mind. So please feel free to call 543-5985-543-2756. 800-995-8954. Kawam, I'm sorry if I pronounce your name. Okay. Please, good morning.
Eleanor Kwame from ENIAC.
Okay, good morning to you. How's things with you?
Oh, good. Our river is frozen, but you traveled to Chewy. You still run to open water. But I want to say hi to Lies Venus, my niece Christina Hill, and my friend, my best friend, Sixi, in Bethel.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So, are you Mike Williams?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm Peter Atchek.
Oh, Peter Atchek. Oh, okay. I thought you were Mike Williams. Didn't sound like him. Okay.
Well,
but,
thank you. For...
Yeah, we finally got warm weather. Mm-hmm. We had cold weather for a while here.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say, put a smile on your face. And
that's what I was going to say. Wow, it's good to hear a voice like yours. Yes, a happy voice. And
happy
and a nice
people,
greeting. Yes. Because that can spread, instead of...
Because
the other way, it takes too much energy,
Yep. takes your whole, But anyway, well, happy Valentine's Day to everybody that's in love and lust or whatever. But,
okay. Well, okay,
this is from Antioch.
That.
Yeah,
yes.
we're warming up finally.
Amen.
We were cold for, a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're Alaskans. Yeah, we can take anything.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, hey, you have a good day
you
and
too.
Good evening. And
appreciate your call.
All my relatives in Bethel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very good. Yeah, it's good to hear
especially
your voice.
Especially Lies Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well,
all right.
Thank you.
Very
okay,
good
bye.
Day to you. Have a nice weekend. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Am I on?
You're on the air, live.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to welcome all the newcomers to Naughtyville, Alaska. And I want to bring up the question, why is the Native Corporation selling out our jobs? That's it. Just that one question.
Okay.
Yep, good morning.
Okay. I think I'm going to leave that one there, because I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to, so that'll just remain a question. And if you got an opinion on it or know what he's talking about, you're more than welcome to call in. We have Alan Glore calling back. Good morning, Alan.
Yeah, how you doing, Peter?
All right.
I like to ask a question to those people that are saying drunks should not call in. How do they know that they don't have a speech impediment? How do they know that?
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the cop have to give you an alcohol test when he stops you before he gives you a ticket for a DUI?
Okay.
So, but anyway, that was just for the people that say that they can tell somebody's drunk just by listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they might have a speech impediment, so you don't want the handicap to call your station.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. I was just drinking coffee when you just cut off. But lines are open again. We got roughly about 20 minutes. If anybody would like to call in, as long as you're calling in, and we'll keep it open until probably around 11:30. So, and then today's subject is anything on your mind. Like we always, advocate that, whatever's on your mind, please, this is your talk show. Where you can just talk about any subject and about anything, and you're welcome to voice any opinion that you have. So please, if you have anything on your mind, you can call in. The lines are open now, so feel free, everyone. But what's sticking out in my mind is what Sam was talking about earlier about safety on the river,
River Trail. I understand they have a trail between here and a marked trail between here and Kalskak. I went up to Kalskak a week ago, and then it was well marked, you know, although there were some kind of rough spots here and there, you know, especially between Akechok and Tuluksak. But from Tuluksak going up to Kalskak was very well marked and graded, and it was really nice traveling on that trail, you know. But it is kind of rough between Akechok and Tuluksak, you know, so you have to be kind of extremely careful and then not go very fast at all. So, because there was some jaggedy ice that were sticking out, you know, in parts of the trail that, you know, can pose a problem. Also, from Bethel to Akechok, you know, was a really pretty good trail. But the conditions changed daily. Like today, with the warm waters we're having, you know, there's probably a lot of overflow. And one that I wanted to talk to, you know, mention about was like, with Sam, was that, you know, when the water starts melting, ice and snow starts melting, what happens is that melted ice and water will go to low-lying areas on the ice, you know, and when it settles there, the water is so heavy that it'll push the ice down, and when it does that, more water will collect in that one area there and turn into a lake, and some of them can be very, very deep where they can swallow up a snow machine and people. So so those, you know, it's best to stay away from overflows if you're on the river ice. And we have a caller. Good morning, Buck. Long time no see.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey.
Long time. Anyway, on Sunday, there's a pancake breakfast at the bingo hall. Friends of Canine. I ain't exactly sure about times and hours and all that, but it's sometime Sunday morning, probably right after church. But
okay.
Bring your families over and get some pancake breakfast.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Good. Nice to hear you, Buck. Good morning to you. And thanks for what you do around Bethel. Yes, that I have that sheet here saying about that pancake breakfast. It'll be Sunday, February 11th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW, and all the proceeds are going to the Bethel Friends of Canine. And there'll be pancakes and bacon or sausage, you know, scoop of scrambled eggs and coffee and juice. So we have another caller. Good morning to Mary.
Good morning. Oh. Good morning, Peter. Taking your word that we can call about anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But here's one of my many, many everything that bothers me to this day. Beginning ever since I was a kid, and one is that I had very good faith and trust in our representative. And then, like, something happened that got me very, very disappointed and disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that always has bothered me is that we trust people when we elect for them to a public seat,
mm-hmm.
to help the people and not get becatted and begin to think that they're above the law, that they can do all sorts of harmful stuff. But I did write a letter to Zach and told him, and I believe that people who do things that they're not supposed to, no matter who they are, no matter what culture they come from, they should at least, like, do some time for their criminal acts. And I say that because when they get treatment or go to court or go to jail, I'm always hoping that it will give them time to think about the bad and negative acts that they do. And because, you know, like us Native peoples, we're a type who like to learn from our mistakes and put our and having learned from the mistakes, then we put that to good use. And that's what I hope Zach could do. Mm-hmm. And I even had suggested that I hope that he paid out of his own pocket, and that the Catholic Church and the state and federal doesn't pay for his treatment. And I said that because when we take responsibility like that, it gives them more incentive to really do what, you know, like getting... You see, when I'm very passionate about something, I can't even talk straight.
Yeah,
that's one of my biggest things. And another thing is that I watch the legislative session that goes on every day, and you know, they always discuss the same old, year after year after year, meeting after meeting, session after session. And another thing that's always bothered me is poor health care, poor social services. And again, us Native peoples are being very famous for being misdiagnosed or getting sent to psychological institutes when in fact we have medical problems. Or like healthcare workers will, if we're persistent in asking questions and make an effort to get proper diagnosis or get treatment that will help us with our physical problems or our emotional and problems that comes along with our physical problems. Yeah, let's put everyone to API. And that's not right. They speak of, oh, we have limited bed capacity, and they don't even... And anyway, and I just always hope that people would speak out more when it comes to healthcare, education, whatever, when it concerns us. And no one should be afraid to speak up for themselves or for the rest of the world. And that's how it should be. Kuyana Peter, I'm hanging up and listening to you.
Kuyana Chaknak, Mary, you know, we thank you for calling in. We have an urgent message, you know, from the, I guess this is from the National Weather Service, you know, including the cities. This message goes out to the villages, including Bethel, Hooper Bay, and Nunivak Islands. Winter weather advisory is in effect until 9 p.m. Alaska Standard Time this evening along the coast from Tuksuk North. Blowing snow will reduce visibilities to 1/2 mile at times. Total snow accumulation of 3 to 6 inches possible along the coast from Tuksuk North and
from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. today. Southeast winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour will cause areas of blowing and drifting snow. So precautionary and preparedness actions. A winter weather advisory is for snow and blowing snow means periods of snow and blowing snow will cause primarily travel difficulties. Be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibilities and use caution while driving. And there'll be more of that in the news, so please be careful out there if you have to travel out between villages or out to the tundra. So be prepared and just be, you know, good to travel with somebody and let people know where you're headed and where you're going. We have Carl Becker. We got Gaia. Good morning, Robert.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Pete.
Hey, no
I'm
problem.
So late,
no but, problem.
You know, the state is for our fishing this summer. You know, the state is recommending.
Did we get cut off? I think we lost you, Gaia. So feel free to come. Oh no, you're back. You're still there.
Yeah, I'm talking.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. The state is recommending we're going to get two or three kings this year, a piece per family along the Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always listen to what the state always says because we have heard they do the test fishing and they got the weirs at the head of the waters for a statement count, you know, and we always listen to them. And we have been honest. We have been listening to them every year all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been on the Chinook, the king salmon moratorium for, seems to me, Pete, a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been using what we're told to use, when to use it, and how to use it, and for how long to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of their actual counts, what they tell the people, our statement counts, our test fishery counts, we all, the whole Kuskokwim goes by their rule. You know, Pete, there are so many people affected because of this. I would like to see someday where I've seen all my life, in even in the Caucasian world, They call for a second count.
Mm-hmm.
They call for what is called a verification count.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only place that I have not seen a secondary count that depends on the livelihood of the whole Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm.
I hope and pray someday AVCP or the tribes find ways to fund their own test fisheries and own escape.
Are you getting, maybe there's a problem with our connection, Gaia?
And we're not told what to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If we get a second thing.
You're being cut off on and off, Gaia. I don't know what the situation is, you know. I think we've got a bad connection. I don't hear you anymore, Gaia, so...
Yeah, Pete, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah,
you know, we actually, honestly, we've been listening to the state's guidelines because they're the only ones that do the test fishing and the headwaters escapement by weir.
Yeah.
What we actually need, if we could possibly someday, I pray, AVCP or the tribes conduct their own test fishery and their own state to
Dangutnam.
Kuskokwim Peak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We didn't hear all of your comments, you know, but I understand what you're talking about, you know, that, you know, and the elders, what about the elders, you know, they know, there's not very many of them left, you know, but they used to know, they were our biologists and they were the people that we listened to, before, like you say, before fishing game and them came around, you know, but, you know, we have some few elders left here and there, you know, those, somehow if they involve the elders, you think that would help out?
No, I don't think so, Pete. I honestly don't think so, because the elders would have no legal authority to permit us to fish or permit us not to fish. Mm. What we need is a second Eric verification count by ABCP or the tribes to have the.
Okay. Yeah. You're cut off again. So, Gaia, I think we have a bad connection between us.
I know.
You know?
Okay.
But your points are very well taken, and I think somebody out heard out there. So, So I appreciate you calling back. You too, Gaia. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Yes, we have only a few more minutes left, you know, but lines are open now. So if you got something, anyone have anything on their mind that they'd like to share with our listening audience, you know, there's a lot of people that listen to Talk Line. So if you got something, don't hold it back. You know, let's share that. We want to hear from you. 543-5985-543-2756 or even email. We might even have a time for a little email at radio@kyuk.org. 800-995-8954. Yes, so we have open topic this morning about anything, but I wanted to mention I just got a message from one of our SAR people that keeps an eye on our river for your safety. It says ice is dropping off the sandbars, and there are developing new open areas almost every day. Yeah, I know that changes a lot, you know, daily. So, you know, if you hear one report, you know, a week ago, that might not be the same as what it is today. And now, especially around those sandbars, you know, and we didn't have any snow to cover up the sand this year. You know, a lot of that sand blows when there's a little bit of wind, and that sand, it just eats away the ice, you know. And then even if the sun is not visible like today, the warmth, we're starting to feel a little bit of warmth from the sun as it gets closer, you know, that even if it's not visible, then the sun can go through the clouds and just warm up these sands, because they're dark and they warm easier than the ice and snow. So please, extreme caution out there as you're traveling, if you're traveling, and about that weather winter advisory, pay attention to that, you know, call. You know, get an update on the weather before you have to travel between villages, you know, and or if you're going to go do something out in the tundra or in the wild out there. So, you know, just for your safety, we just want everybody to be safe out there. We have a caller. Tony, good morning, Tony.
Yes, good morning.
We just have a couple of minutes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to thank you for being on the radio, and you're doing such a good job in the way you answer how people are talking. Very well done.
Oh, thank you very much, Kuyana Cheknak. Yes.
Yeah. We could only hope and wish for the best for the other callers when they want something out of another person. Mm. I'm sorry if you didn't get what you want, but some points were made clear. Others were just like a repeating story. But for those of you that called in, if you didn't think before you called, please think before you say anything. But thank you very much, and everyone have a great weekend. Be safe on the river.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling, it should not be advised due to the conditions.
Yes.
And thank you very much again. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tony. You too have a wonderful weekend. You know, that brings us to our last caller. We're about out of time here, just a few seconds. And then we just wanted to thank everyone that had called in today, KYUK's talk line show that you don't see anywhere else in the world. So be appreciative of that, you know, and that you get a chance to voice out something that you have on your mind and that people will listen to. So we just wanted to thank each and everyone that had called in, and we thank you, the listeners, for being patient with us, you know, and we want to wish everyone a safe and a wonderful weekend. Express yourself.